Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean jungle transition in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and we're doing it in the arrangement view, the way you'd actually finish a real drum and bass track. Now, when I say clean jungle transition, I mean this. We're moving from a tighter, more controlled roller section into a broken, more frantic jungle moment without the mix turning into chaos. The goal is energy, but with control. We want the listener to feel the shift before the drop even lands. So let's imagine a track running at 174 BPM. You've got a simple drum groove, a bass line, maybe a pad or atmosphere, and you want to move into a more chopped up jungle section. That transition is what we're going to build. First, set yourself up with a few basic tracks. You'll want drums, bass, atmosphere or pad, transition FX, and then a jungle drums or fill layer. Keep it simple. You do not need a huge session to make this work. In fact, cleaner is better here. A transition sounds more powerful when the listener can clearly hear what is leaving and what is arriving. That's the main mindset for this lesson. Think in layers, not in one giant effect. A good jungle transition is usually made from several small moves happening together. A little filtering, a little space, a little narrowing, a little drum variation, and then a strong release. Let's start with the arrangement shape. A really solid beginner structure is an 8-bar transition. For the first 2 bars, start pulling the old section back. For bars 3 and 4, remove some low-end weight and add more space. For bars 5 and 6, bring in fills, reverse hits, and little tension sounds. Then in bars 7 and 8, thin things out even more and land into the jungle section with confidence. One of the first tools to use is autofilter. Put it on your bass group or drum group and automate a low-pass filter. Start open, then slowly close it over a few bars. This is a classic move, but it works because it makes the groove feel like it's receding. In drum and bass, that sense of pulling away is really useful before a bigger, busier section arrives. Keep the movement smooth. In Live 12, automation curves can help a lot here. Don't just draw a stiff straight line if you want it to feel musical. Let the filter close in a more natural way. If you want the section to feel darker or more ominous, add a bit of resonance. Just don't overdo it, because too much resonance can start to sound cheap or whistly. Next, use EQ8 to clean up the low end and the muddy low mids. This is huge in drum and bass. If the transition gets exciting but the low end turns to soup, the whole thing falls apart. High-pass your non-bass elements. Cut some mud around 200 to 400 Hz if needed. And if your hats or brake layers get harsh, take a little bite out around 6 to 10 kHz. A good habit is to put EQ8 on your atmosphere track, your FX track, and your drum bus during the transition. That way, the extra layers can build excitement without fighting the kick and sub when the jungle section arrives. Now let's add some space. Return tracks are your best friend here. Send a snare, a percussion stab, or a noise hit into reverb or hybrid reverb. Set the reverb return to be fully wet, and keep the send amount controlled from the track. A decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds is a nice starting point. Cut the low end in the reverb, and trim some of the top if it gets too shiny. Why do this? Because a reverb throw creates a tail that hangs in the air right before the drop. Then when the jungle section arrives, that space disappears and the impact feels bigger. A clean transition often sounds good because of what it removes, not just what it adds. Delay works in a similar way. Echo is perfect for this. Try it on a return track or on one specific hit. A short 1/8 or 1/4 sync delay can add tension without making the mix messy. Use it on a snare ghost, a rimshot, a stab, or even a short vocal snippet if you have one. The key is to use it as a feature, not as a blanket effect. 1 or 2 repeat moments are usually enough. Now for the fun part, the drum fill. In jungle and drum and bass, the fill often carries the transition. Build a simple fill in a MIDI track or drum rack. Use a snare, a kick, a closed hat, maybe a couple of chopped break pieces. A nice beginner move is to put a strong snare on the downbeat of the final bar, then add a couple of quick ghost notes, a kick pickup, and a short hat burst. If you want the fill to punch a bit harder, process it with drum bus. Start gently, maybe a little drive, a little crunch, and some transient boost. The goal is to sharpen the fill, not crush it. If it needs a bit more edge, saturator before drum bus can help too. A small amount of drive and soft clip can make the drum speak on smaller speakers. Another classic move is the reverse hit. This is simple and very effective. Take a crash or noise sample, reverse it in the clip view, and place it so it rises into the drop. You can place it half a bar or 1 bar before the jungle section. Then shape it with EQ8 or auto filter so it sits nicely in the mix. A reverse cymbal or reversed crash instantly makes the transition feel more intentional. Now let's talk about stereo image. Utility is super useful here. In the final bar, you can narrow the width of the old section a bit. Sometimes just going from full width down to around 70 or 80% is enough to make the new section feel bigger when it opens back up. If you want extra drama, you can even create a very brief mono moment before the drop. That little squeeze can make the jungle section feel massive when it hits. And if you really want the drop to land, leave a tiny moment of space right before it. Even a quarter beat or a beat of near silence can make the impact feel 10 times stronger. This is one of those arrangement tricks that sounds simple, but it works every time. Space before impact equals bigger impact. That's a rule worth remembering. When the jungle section comes in, don't overload it immediately. Let the broken drums arrive clearly. Maybe the first bar is just the break, a strong snare, and a controlled top loop. Then you can add more ghost notes, extra chops, and rides or shakers after that. If everything enters at full chaos on beat one, the listener doesn't get a clear sense of the groove. Give it a moment to breathe. For the jungle drums themselves, you can use EQ8, drum bus, and glue compressor if needed. Keep the compression light. You want glue, not destruction. A modest amount of gain reduction is enough to hold the break together. DNB drums often sound best when they stay punchy and alive, not flattened. Once the jungle section lands, automate the energy back open. Bring the bass back to full level, widen the stereo image again, reduce the reverb send, and let the drums breathe. That release is part of the payoff. The listener should feel the transition resolving into the new groove, not just getting louder. A couple of quick teacher tips here. First, don't overfill the last bar. Beginners often cram too many effects and fills into the end of the transition. A little air can actually make the drop hit harder. Second, use one element to lead the transition. Maybe it's the snare, maybe it's a crash, maybe it's a break chop. Pick a main character, then support it with the other layers. Also, watch the low end like a hawk. In jungle and drum and bass, the sub is king. If the bass movement gets unpredictable or the transition gets too muddy, the whole thing loses power. Keep the sub intentional and clean. Here's a simple practice exercise you can try right away. Build an 8-bar transition at 174 BPM with one drum loop, one bass loop, one atmosphere track, one FX track, and one jungle break track. For bars 1 and 2, start filtering the bass and lower the atmosphere a bit. For bars 3 and 4, add a reverb send on the snare and a delay throw on one percussion hit. For bars 5 and 6, bring in a reverse crash and thin the drum bus a little with EQ8. For bars 7 and 8, cut the sub for half a bar, add a 1-bar drum fill, and bring in the jungle break on the drop. Then listen back and ask yourself 3 questions. Does the old section clearly make room for the new one? Does the drop feel larger than the transition? And is the low end still clean? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. If you want to level it up, try a subtle version and a more aggressive version of the same transition. In the subtle version, use one main reverse or riser, light filter movement, one drum fill and minimal delay or reverb throws. In the aggressive version, use a stronger fill, more obvious width narrowing, an extra impact or noise layer, and a brief dropout before the jungle entry. Comparing those two versions is one of the best ways to train your arrangement instincts. So to recap, a clean jungle transition in Ableton Live 12 is built from arrangement choices, not just flashy sounds. Reduce the old section. Filter it. Create space. Add tension. Introduce broken drums cleanly. Then restore full energy on the drop. The stock devices that matter most here are auto filter, EQ8, reverb or hybrid reverb, echo, utility, drum bus, saturator and glue compressor. Use them carefully, use them musically, and always keep the groove in mind. That's the real secret. In jungle and DNB, the transition works when the listener can feel the groove shifting shape while the mix stays controlled. Keep it tight, keep it rhythmic, and keep it moving. And once you get this working, you'll start hearing transition opportunities everywhere in your arrangements.